Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. Tonight we're going to spread joy and open your eyes to how it feels to give to help the people that have had some challenges. And we've all went through challenges. My guest tonight is Marie Weichel with Spreading Joy. There's no joy like spreading joy. And Marie also teaches people how to write resumes that are having challenges, how to run computer skills. So she's really opening up and helping the unemployment. And it's a tax, and it's a nonprofit organization with a tax ID number. And so you can donate to lower your taxes, but you can also put some joy in some people's lives. And there's nothing more like spreading joy. And we're going to talk about joy for the journey with Marie Weichel tonight. Welcome, Marie, to the show.
Hey, Rob. It's good to talk to you. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Well, here's something I've really come to understand. People think they have to know their way to life. Well, you're going to know everything to nowhere, but you're going to understand your life to everywhere. And really, wouldn't you say spreading joy is about opening up an understanding that the world is a good place to be?
You know, the world is a good place to be. A lot of times what we do is we spend the day focusing on the bad things that happened, the things that made us cry, the things we wished we could do, but they seem so far out of our reach right now. And we spend more time focusing on those things that we can't do or that we can't do right now. And when we do that, we forget. We literally forget what is going on right here, right now, that we can do, the strengths that we do have, the abilities that we have, and the resources that we have, because we're so focused on the negative. The negative is so much easier to see than the positive. And so we just need to take some time to retrain ourselves. And yes, there are days of hardships, and there are days of loss, and there are days of difficulties. And sometimes there are months of difficulties. But it's not always going to be that way. But in every day, in every difficulty, there is good. And that's what spreading joy is. We are here to encourage those that are discouraged. We're here to remind people that right here, right now, where you are enough, and you can make a difference. And we want to just be a constant voice that says, you can do this, you already have what you need.
You know, that's the thing. We've been taught to be negative, poor. We've been taught poverty. We've been taught negative everything. I've really opened up to this. But I discovered something today, and I'm going to bounce this off you. People aren't afraid to dream. They're afraid of the image of the dream because they don't know. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, there's always fear in the unknown. I mean, that's why change is so difficult for people, because we don't know. We don't know what to expect. We don't know where we're going to go. We don't know what's going to happen. We get comfortable. We like the familiarity of being comfortable, and we don't like the unfamiliarity of the unknown. And so we dream big dreams, and then we take a step, and it's scary, and we don't know, and we stop. And I did that. I did that with Spreading Joy. When I first was dreaming about Spreading Joy, becoming a nonprofit, I didn't have the money for an attorney. I didn't have the resources to have somebody else do this for me, and I started checking into it, and the IRS was wanting so many things, and I'm like, my goodness, there is no way I could ever do that. And literally, I took everything I had written down and researched and tucked it in a folder and put it in my desk, and it wasn't until a few months later that I pulled it back out, and I thought, well, let me just take it step by step, piece by piece, instead of looking at it as a whole. Let me look at it in pieces. And instead of looking at it as a whole and being fearful, I looked at it as one piece at a time and did a little bit at a time. And that's what we've got to get back to. We can dream our big dreams. We can go after what we want to go after. But don't let the unknown scare us. Take a little bit at a time what you do know, what your strengths are, what you're good at, and start working on that. And then as time goes by, you can reach out and get help for the things that you're not good at.
See, here's something I've learned in my coaching and speaking. I'll share this with you. when I coach people, I'm not looking for people that have challenges. I'm looking for people that show me my weaknesses through their strengths, and my coaching ability shows them their weaknesses to move forward. Because you're always the student in life. And how are we afraid to be the student right now, do you think, Marie?
A lot of times people don't want to learn because of the difficulties that come with it. Because sometimes life is hard, and that learning is difficult, and it is painful. But we need to always be students. We need to always be learning. And that is one thing that I tell people, you got to have a good balance up. You know, yes, you need to learn. Yes, you need to change your weaknesses and fix what you can so that you can be happy with yourself. But on the flip side of that, don't spend all your energy and resources trying to make yourself better, trying to do more, and waiting until you have more to do more. You need to do what you can with the strengths that you have now. You need to sit back and say, okay, here's two or three things, yes, that I want to work on. I want to fix these things. I want to make these things better. But here's 10 or 12 things that are just wonderful about me. And everybody has those. And people are like, well, I don't want to seem like, you know, I come across as a haughty spirit. But that's not it. You have 10, 12 more or more things about yourself that are uniquely you, that you excel at, that you are strong at, and you need to be focusing on those and doing that, because that's where you're going to be making a difference right now. That's what you're going to be using to impact others on a daily basis. So, you know, yes, you want to increase your speaking and talking abilities. Maybe you want to lose a little bit of weight, and maybe you want to learn more about a different area. Yes, work on those things, but then take what you're really strong at and run with that. Use those talents, use those strengths to go for your dream, to live your life, a life of joy. And all at the same time while you're doing that, you're going to be impacting others for good. They're going to see what you're doing, and they're going to be like, okay, I want to do the same thing, because it's contagious. Joy is contagious, and people are going to want to know how and why you're doing what you're doing.
And the website is spreading-joy.org. There's a donate button right up the top where you can use MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, the bank card. And here's the thing. It's September, and I don't want to be...
Go ahead. I know you want to.
I love this part of the year. Christmas is just 120 days away.
I knew that's where you were going. Christmas is coming, and it is not too early to start. I was in the store tonight, and I was looking at all the Halloween candy that doesn't have Halloween decorations on it, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I've got to start putting back some money for Spreading Joy, so that when it goes on sale for 50% off, I can get some for Christmas for the candy store for the kids. I'm already thinking about that. Yes, Christmas is coming. Man, people in our Twitterverse and in our Facebook world would give just $10 in September, October, November, and the 1st of December. That's, you know, look at that, $10, $15 each. If we had 100 people that did that, between now and December every month, we can have such a greater impact, you know. I'm very excited for Christmas already, and we did just give away 250 book bags. I want to say thank you. 30 of them were not actually complete. It was the book bag and then some crayons and pencils and pens, but it was missing the paper and a couple other things. But a total of 220 were actually complete, and 30 of them were partial, but we gave away everything we took in. So I was very, very excited about that. But yes, it is time. It's time to start thinking about Christmas. And that's the thing, if we as Americans would do that with our own families, start planning for Christmas too, there would be less debt at the end of the year. There would be less struggle at Christmas, because you can go ahead and start planning and getting a few gifts and just easing the burden. And that's joyful. That's not letting joy thieves get in and rob you of your joy.
And see, that's the thing. It's 120 days away with three of the most celebrated holidays, Halloween, And Halloween is actually about a bountiful harvest. That's what Halloween actually started out with. Thanksgiving was really opening up a communication between two adversaries. And Christmas is just a Christ mass for everybody to be joyful.
Yeah. People are so much happier in giving during the holidays. Did you hear how I said that? Holidays. During the holidays. You know, and it's because of their mindset. And do you know what their mindset is? They are thinking about others. They're thinking about others. They're wanting to make a difference for them. They're thinking about what they can get and who they can get it for. And that's the thing. If we were doing that every month and not getting somebody presents every month, but what can I do for this person? What can I do for that person? And I have to tell you, I just came out of August. August was just a horrible month. We had some things happen. My husband's job was an issue. And you know, it was just like one blow right after another during the whole month of August. And during that time, I did what I could to make a difference for other people. And I noticed myself, it wasn't as much as I normally do, but it was something. And that's the key. When you're having a rough time and you're going through difficulties, and there are times when it seems like every day it's something new, or every week or every month it's just something new. While you're going through those difficulties, take 5 minutes a day and make a difference for somebody else. Spread a little joy someone else's way, and that will help carry you through the difficult times. Because it is better to give than it is to receive, and it's more for them just making a difference for that person or making a difference for ourselves, and it will help carry us to the next time we're able to make a little bit of difference until things get better. Just take some time to do that when you're really struggling and you're going through a rough patch.
You know, here's the thing. If you think you're having a rough time, look at Syria and Egypt. We're not having it too bad. Iraq or Afghanistan, we don't have it too bad.
No, we have it so good. And it is. There are difficult times, but we do. We get so wrapped up in our own hurts and our own heartbreaks, and our hearts feel like they're shattered in a million pieces, and maybe they are, and maybe they have been. But we've got to stop and say, you know what, there are good things in my world, too, and I need to celebrate those. I need to notice them. I need to recognize them. I need to use them. I need to use them for others.
And see, here's the thing. The people, you know, the challenging times this country is facing is really opening up a cooperation of communication between the people. How is spreading joy actually one of the leaders in opening up communication among the people in the country, do you feel? Marie?
When we are working together as a community and we're working towards a common goal of helping out our neighbor, that is contagious. That will be noticed and recognized, and other people will start doing it. But it's going to start, like, right on your street. It's going to start, you know, with the houses around you, and then it's going to move over to the next street, and then it's going to move over to the next street. And when we're all talking amongst each other, and we're getting back to what can I do to help my neighbor, and yes, my neighbor might be three streets over, but they're still my neighbor, and I still need to help them. When we start doing that in our communities, you know, our families will be strengthened, first of all, and our communities and churches will be strengthened next. And then it'll go, you know, broader and bigger, you know, our schools and our cities. And the more that we do, I mean, imagine if we had a whole community just every day thinking, okay, how can I make a difference for somebody today? They don't need to deserve it. They don't need to have earned it. I'm just going to do this just because I can. When we start having people thinking about other people without any expectation in return, without any judging, without any, oh, you know what, I bet they deserve that attitude. When we start doing that, we're going to open up a whole new world that's new to us, but not so new. You know, a couple hundred years ago, people were doing that all the time. We need to get back to, you know, helping our neighbors and caring for them.
And, you know, that's very, very true. And here's the thing. If you're afraid to help, you're really afraid to receive help. But if you're willing to help and never want to take help, Joyce, that will open up some other way, and you will need help somewhere. But here's something, Marie, that I really want to get your input on. Like spreading joy and all these nonprofits, but how is yours unique to helping the battered women learn computer skills and you help them learn how to write resumes? How does that actually build their self-esteem, Marie, when you do that?
When you have a lady that's been a mom and that's all she's done, she's been a housewife, she's been a mom, she's forced to go out to the world and find a job, she has no idea what to put on a resume. I don't know of any place that you can go to nowadays and just, you know, apply. Even though they do have the little applications, they want some kind of resume. They want to be able to see what you've done. And you're meeting with this woman, and she is hurt, and she is afraid, and she's wondering, did I make the right decision? You know, and then she's like, well, I don't have any skills. Yes, yes, you do. We all have skills. They're just not thinking about them. They are great organizers. They are great planners. They have so many great skills, and they're just not thinking about them. And so once you spend time with them and you start talking to them about what they do and how they've had to plan things and organize and maybe some other skills that they have had in the past, even though they might not have had too many jobs, they may have had one or two. When you start talking to them about that, then they're like, oh, I can do that. I can do this. And then they start thinking about the things that they can do. Because remember, the negative is easier to see. But once you have somebody else talking to you and reminding you about the good that you can do and the abilities you do possess, then that's going to start building their self-esteem. And they're going to start looking for that. They're going to start looking for what else can they do. And that's all that's what we want to do. We want to encourage those that are just discouraged and that are beat up by life every single day. And at Spreading Joy, we do that, and we will go anywhere and talk to any group and meet with anyone, whether, you know, it's two or three at a time. It just, the size of the group does not matter. One lady told me, she's like, you know, the group that I meet with, there's only five of us. It probably wouldn't be worth your time. And I said, and asked her what she wanted to discuss. And she's like, you know, just everyday discouragement. And I was like, it is worth my time. If it was just you and me, we could go have coffee and it would be worth my time. Because if she walks away encouraged and she walks away looking for what she is strong in and what she can do and how she can help others with what she has right now, and she walks away thinking, okay, I am enough. I am enough right here, right now, then it's worth my time. We will go and talk to anyone and help them in that fashion. And that's what we do. And we don't charge for that either. We do not charge. I have a normal day job getting ready to celebrate 13 years. All donations that come to spreading-joy.org goes right back into what we are doing for others. I make donations that cover the administrative fees, the website costs, all that stuff. I cover all of that. Anything extra that comes in from other people goes back into other people. So minus the PayPal fees, 100% of what you give goes right back out to others. And that's one of the ways that we are unique. We don't only cater to crowds of 200, 300, 400. We will meet one-on-one for coffee. We will meet, you know, I will go and personally, you know, talk to a school, talk to ladies, whatever needs to be done to encourage people to step up right here, right now, and make a difference. That's what we're willing to do, and that's what we want to do.
When that lady walks away or somebody walks away encouraged, don't they walk away encouraged, inspired to perspire to light the fire of their desires?
Yes, they do, because their minds are actually going and they're thinking, okay, right here, right now, what can I do? And that, you know, I don't even know who it is. Somebody said that, you know, you can live on a good compliment for several weeks. You know, and when you are encouraged, truly encouraged by someone, that will carry you through. And then when that doubt kind of creeps in and that fear sneaks up and, and it catches you off guard. And you're like, no, I've got this. I can do this. It might be a little bit scary, but I can do this. And you start remembering and thinking, yes, I can. And that's what spreading joy is about. You know, and a lot of times,
Yeah, and also the address to mail in your donation is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina, 28037, and the donation button is right at the top. Now, Maria, if somebody wanted to get you to come and speak about Joy for the Journey, how would they do that?
All they need to do is email me. And I have a few ideas listed on my page of things we can discuss, but we can actually discuss pretty much anything they want to. My email is marie@spreading-joy.org, and they can email me, and we can work that out. And a lot of times, you know, people, when they're discouraged, they're thinking, you know, no one really cares. Everyone wants to be the hero, come in, swoop in, save the day, and then move on, but no one really cares. And that's not true. Sometimes when you're going through difficult things and you're going through rough things, it seems to feel that way because it's easier to isolate yourself to protect yourself, but that's not true. And Joy for the Journey, you know, we discuss hard things. We discuss moving out of your comfort zone when it's uncomfortable, when it's painful. We discuss making those tough choices. We discuss using our strengths and trying to build up some of our weaknesses, but not focusing completely on what holds us down, but what we can do and what we do have, and doing what we can without letting guilt rob us of our joy. We can discuss a whole slew of any topics. And then there's some people that, you know, they're like, I can't figure out what to do to make a difference. And I show them the, you know, two different posts I have on my website, 50 ways to make a difference without spending a penny, and we always start there. And then we talk about the book that I have that has an idea for every day of the year. You can make a difference. The book and those two blog posts are there to get your mind going and thinking, okay, what can I do? What can I do as a man? What can I do as a woman? What can I do as a kid to make a difference? Because some people just need a little bit of a kickstart to get going with some ideas. So it can be tailored to meet any group's needs.
And you know, the thing, something I just really have expanded into, and this is an honest to God truth, if a woman or a man can run a household, take care of kids, juggle all that, they can run a corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of moms sell themselves short because they are doing so much more than they realize. You are exactly right.
And see, that's something this whole country and world has got away from. You know, something I discovered, I'm a union electrician, and something I really discovered. And I was driving down the road, and I thought, you know, the hierarchy of the union is all male. And the union is stuck until they get some females at the higher end of this. Because I'm going to say something, I'm really starting to expand the emotional energy of a woman with a man who's men-focused, and a woman sees it, they can actually become a more forthright, focused, visionary group than locked in. So how are the women that are in these battered shelters, how would they open up if the world started talking about a housewife or a mother or a father that's a home? Are actually qualified to be in a management position rather than a beginning position. How would that open up the world, do you feel?
Yeah, when people realize, you know, the things that they manage that's just right around them every day, they can take that to the next level by using the same skills. It's just managing different things, different people, different behaviors. Because, you know, I've had to manage several different projects, several different numbers of groups. Sometimes I've had to just manage my own work. Then there's been times where I've had to manage 6 or 7, you know, 10 other people. It's just taking the same skill set that you already have and applying it to different circumstances. And that's sometimes where the fear comes in. You know, you have a mom thinking, oh, I can't, I've only been at home with my kids for all these years, and now I've got to step out into the working world. I can't do it. Yes, you can. The fear of the unknown is creeping in, and it's kind of scaring you and weighing you down, but it is the same skills that you use to make sure everybody has everything they need and gets to where they go. You are using the same management skills. You just got to see it that way, so that way you can believe it.
And, you know, one thing about dealing with grown-ups, you're still dealing with immature things, so kids are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Especially this time and day, year, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of grown-ups that I'm thinking, man, there are kids that are more mature than you, buddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know there is
but
me
it
some
is.
Days.
I was going to say, yeah, I could probably fess up to that myself, but, you know. I wrote something this weekend,
Marie, called I Bared My Heart and Soul, and I just went through and I just put everything down, because you got to put your internal self naked in the mirror to expand your life. And was
yeah,
it fun?
Know,
no,
of,
but was it good?
No.
It was, yes.
Yeah, you don't. People don't want to expose themselves. They don't want to open themselves up because of the fear of the additional pain and what people are going to say when they see the real you. And yeah, you know. And I've had to this last month really expose myself to a lot of the pain that was floating around. And you know, it's do you like having your child see you just sob uncontrollably? No, you don't. They don't even know what to say, but. You know, sometimes life is painful that way. But, you know, there
but
again,
it was a...
it was cleansing. When you release all of that out, then you can stop and you can start thinking clearly, okay, what is next? But you got to empty yourself. You just got to let it all out sometimes. And you got to not be afraid of what's going to happen when that happens. Because that's what happens. A lot of people are afraid of, well, if I just do that, I'm not going to be able to take it back. And you're right, you can't. You can move forward from that point.
And, you know, here's the thing. The women that you deal with, like the homeless and the battered shelters, how have they taken responsibility by what other people said that had nothing to do with anything, but they took it as their responsibility, and that's really where they got to expand out of, is seeing a new way for that.
Yeah, you know, people, you know, battered women, so many women and men these days are abused verbally, and they hear something long enough and often enough, they start believing it. They hear how bad they are, how inefficient they are, or how horrible they are. You know, kids, they hear that time and time again, and they believe it. That's where you gotta, you know, when people get themselves away from the negativity that is constantly being thrown at them, you know, and they are fearful to step out, but they do. That's when there's people that need to come alongside of them, and you can keep doing this, and you can do this, and you do matter, and you are enough. Right now, you are enough. And we just have to keep telling people that. We've got to be, you know, we've got to be bold in that. We've got to notice when somebody's down. We've got to, you know, go alongside of them, flip our arm around them, and just give them a little hug and say, you know what, you're going to make it. You are going to make it. You are strong enough.
And the donate button is on spreading-joy.org. It's a nonprofit tax-deductible organization. The donate button's right at the top on the right-hand side as soon as you get there. And, you know, lower your taxes, help the unemployment rate. Donate to Spreading Joy. And the address to mail something is Spreading Joy Corporation, P.O. Box 1771, Denver, North Carolina. And there's 56,000 followers on Twitter for you. Marie, what would happen if half of them all send in $10?
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the Christmas party that we would have? And this Christmas party is invitation only because we, you know, we wish we could do more for more people. But we got to try to know how many kids we're going to have because we never know what kind of kids we're going to get. We would be able to remove those restrictions. If half the people send in $1, mail in $1. But, you know, even if half the people just said, I'm going to send in $5 a month, $10 a month, we could go anywhere, encourage anyone, and help everyone. And that's all we want to do. We just want to be a voice reminding people, you know, current conditions aren't going to last. It is going to get better. You do matter. You can impact, and you do impact other people's hearts. So that's spreading joy. You know, and I hope that people will, you know, take a little bit of time today and say, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to spread a little joy to somebody. I'm going to make a difference, and I'm just going to see what happens. And then they go to the store, buy a couple packs of Reese's Cups, and just hand them out to random people. They're going to be amazed.
Don't forget the Reese's.
You got to try. Yeah, don't forget the Reese's. That is just pure joy, all in one nice little happy package.
Marika Weigel, the Miss Reese's Cup of the Airways.
Oh, if I could get them just to let me promote their Reese's.
Spreading-joy.org. Donate. Yes. Help the people, because someday you might be on the end of the helping hand. Hand out today may take you away from being a hand-up person tomorrow. And Marie, I'm going to close out the show. The half hour's already flew by. So please give the people some spreading joy wisdom, and I'm going to close out the show.
All right, Cole. Well, thank you again for having me on. And just remember, it doesn't matter what you do, how big the gift is, or what the impact you think you might be having. The impact is going to be bigger than you ever realized, and just a little bit of joy goes a long way. Have fun spreading joy and making a difference, because you matter. You really do. Thank you, Rob.
I want to thank Marie with Spreading-Joy, and Spreading Joy at spreading-joy.org to get the mailing address and to donate. Donate to open up people's lives. Let them have some joy. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom and LA Coaching. Thanks to listeners, Marie, and everybody that's ever listened to the show. Thursday night is Jessica Brace, and we're going to talk about the new age, the new industrial age, videos to make money. Anyway, talk to you later, and everybody have a good day.
Good night.
Good night.